Hi, Kirby.
Hi, Sarah.
Welcome to Los Angeles.
Welcome, Glamgelinos.
We hope you stay a while.
Cute. That's cute.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is a very surreal moment for Los Angeles, so I have to do this. So today's guest is just a girl, and she is on fire. She's got us in a skincare state of mind. We have fallen for her brand. Kirby, back me up. Back me up. And she is our boo. Miss Alicia Keys is on Los Angeles.
Okay, Alicia, Sarah did not tell me she was going to do that. She said she had to do something. And I'm thinking it's going to be like a heartfelt like moment of how your music has changed her life. No, she's... What a writer, going all in on all of the puns.
We love it.
I had to, because all those songs and your music and you mean so much. So I
thank you.
My boo was my ringtone when I had my flip phone, my Razor, for so long. So you've been a part of my life and our lives for so much. So thank you for taking the time to come on.
It's my pleasure. Congratulations, ladies, doing amazing things. I'm so happy that we could connect and talk and build. It's awesome.
We are so excited to have you, Alicia. It's really truly a surreal moment for us. So you were just saying that you started your tour 2 days before we're speaking to you. What do you bring along with you when you're on the road in terms of beauty? Like, what is your hair, skin, nails, body routine look like? We know that Keys Soul Care is involved, obviously, but like, is there anything you must have to keep your cuticles looking good or like your brows on, you know, point? What do you have?
Well, one of my secrets is one of the secrets that I love is my diffuser. My diffuser is always with me. I love it. It's really great. Obviously, not only I'll put kind of tea tree oil, or I'll put, you know, lavenders or whatever. Mostly I'm thinking about my breathing and my respiratory. And so it's really, really good for just to be able to kind of like breathe it in. And also it's beautiful as a scent in the room. So I love that so much. So the diffuser is my baby. It goes with me everywhere.
I love that.
I also am getting into chlorophyll in my water. I'm loving chlorophyll in my water.
She's healthy.
She's a TikTok girl. She's a TikTok girl. You know that chlorophyll is popping on TikTok right now. Yes.
See, I didn't even get my information from TikTok, but I'm glad there's
good.
Something good on TikTok. I'm happy. See? Yes. So if that's happening, I'm loving all that. All of us are into the chlorophyll. And it's really great. I think it's super good for the voice. I'm doing it for my voice and also just to keep for me, water is like the key. And you know, a lot of times you think as for singing, you're gonna need tea or you're gonna need like, but you actually only need water. And I guess in so many ways that's so true for everything. You just need water for your skin, you just need water for your voice, you just need water, you just need to be hydrated and things will be better. So I'm definitely on my hydration. Let's see, what else do I love to have when I'm traveling that I need? I'm gonna have my edges for my hair, because sometimes you need to like lay it down real, like just right now before I did this, I said, I'm gonna need to lay down my sides for a bit. So I definitely love edges. And of course, all of my Keys Soul Care stuff is such a staple. I love the affirmations and being on the road, you know, there's so much going on at once. And in all of our lives, forget the road, just in all of our lives, we're juggling 100 things. And it seems like everything's getting faster. You know, it's like not slowing down, it's getting faster. So how do you find that way to kind of tune into yourself and just be connected, and also just make sure you're good? Because I think we can easily find we're not good. So anything that makes me feel good, I'm all about it. I love my peppermint and dairy-free creamer. This is like my happy place. Some people like coffee And I like dairy-free creamer Khalifa and peppermint tea.
Oh, okay. We're going to have to try that.
Brings me joy.
So wait, you don't drink coffee. Mm-mm. Where's the energy coming from?
I think, I do like a chai. I like a good chai.
Yeah.
I do like a good matcha. I'm with a matcha. You know what? I just never really liked coffee. Just the taste, for whatever reason, just doesn't do it for me. And plus, I can sleep anywhere. I could have 100 cups of coffee and still fall asleep right here on this couch. So I'm just like, well, what's the point?
Yeah.
I'm good. So I don't know. It just never happened for me.
That's what we have in common, Alicia, besides love of skincare, is that I can be caffeinated and it doesn't matter. Like it's
fall
fine.
Asleep.
Yeah.
Like you're still passed out.
I was going to say, though, the fact that I really, we said, you know, we're so happy that you're here and thank you for taking the time. But really, the fact that you just started this tour and you're talking, you're using your tool when you don't have to, we really do appreciate you coming on.
I appreciate that. Thank you for acknowledging that. I do appreciate that. But I also learned, this is a secret I learned, and I learned my vocal coach, always talks to me about speaking a little bit lighter, because my voice is quite deep and naturally I get a little gruffer, and so I'm learning how to speak a little lighter, because when you speak so heavy, it really does wear on the vocal cords. So I've also learned what Michael Jackson was doing all these years when he was talking kind of soft and high, and he was actually taking care of his voice, I think. So
wow.
I learned some tricks. I'm good. We're gonna be good. Okay.
I could use that tip, speaking lighter, to my children. Okay. All right. Let's talk about beauty and you. I'm sure you get asked this question all the time, but in 2016, it was 2016, I think, that you famously came out and said you were going to stop wearing makeup. It's like a very, very bold statement to make. You said, you know, you were addicted to it. You didn't feel comfortable without it, which so many of us can relate to. But were you nervous as like a public figure, as someone who, you know, is taking all these photos all the time, about making that statement without sounding maybe hypocritical later on if you wanted to wear makeup again, which, you know, like you do now? Were you nervous?
I didn't really. Well, first of all, I didn't like make a statement. I wasn't like, everybody, I'm never going to wear makeup. I never said that. So I think what happens is the press and, you know, they latch on to one idea and they kind of run away with it, and suddenly it becomes a statement I made. I didn't make that statement. What I was sharing was what I was experiencing, which was I was realizing that I was in fact terrified to be seen just in my normal state. And I noticed this for the first time when I was kind of taking my kids to school, or, you know, doing the basic things you do when you're just kind of like running out and you go drop them off at the thing and you come back. And if someone would say like, oh, you know, I love you, can we take a picture? I realized I would feel terror. Like, no, I can't take a picture. I'm not together. I don't have myself together. And I started to realize, I didn't actually know that I felt like that until those things were presented to me. And then I started to realize that, wow, maybe I really am subscribing and adopting a mentality that I don't even realize I'm actually a part of. I didn't mean to get into a place where it's like, if for some reason you don't have on your makeup, you can't even take a casual picture with a friend. Like, whoa, that turned into like a weird place that I realized I needed to take a look at and understand, you know, what's making you feel like that, and how can I kind of come to terms with who I am and be comfortable enough in my skin to vibe however I want to vibe. And so that was what I was exploring. I was exploring this idea that I became attached to looking, presenting a certain way, and feeling like if I did not present that way, somehow people would not like me or think I was beautiful or would judge me or whatever it was. And I realized I had to kind of check in with myself about that. So that's what I was saying. And then that's what I was experimenting with. So I was like, well, wow, who actually am I? How do I want, you know, how do I look when I'm not kind of getting ready for a red carpet event? You know what I mean? And because there have been so many times I was getting ready for these type of events, you start to get used to it. That's how you look, because I looked like that more than I didn't look like that, because I was, you know, working a lot and doing a lot of things, which is another part of it. How much are you taking care of yourself, and are you overworking? You know, is there me, not you, me. So back to what I was asking myself. And so that's when I kind of said, you know what, I really don't want to be beholden to a certain ideal that I think people have given to me. You know, I've adopted this because the world does show us this is what beauty looks like. This is what, when you're beautiful, you're not, you're this weight. You're this, you know, your skin looks like this. You know, you wear these things. You know what I mean? And so I wanted to, your hair is this style. All of these things that we have to kind of navigate through and find our way through, you know, and I wanted to kind of look at it square in the face. So that's what I started to do. And I started to realize I just wanted to peel back, and I didn't want to be beholden to it. I wanted to make my own choices and feel how I wanted to feel. And so I started to put that into my life, and that's what you saw. And then you were with me during that. Now, I never said, now I'll never wear makeup ever again. I never said, I hate makeup. It's the worst. I never said that. I was only talking about how was I relating to myself. You know what I mean? And how did I want to relate to myself? And that's what I was exploring. It just so happens that because people ask me about it and then kind of run away with whatever assumptions they make, it maybe turns into something that then brings you to ask me that question, which I love. I love this question, by the way. And I'm very proud of this process that I've been through, because it really has given me much more clarity about understanding and exploring who I am, who I want to be, you know, that I'm allowed to grow, that I'm allowed to change, that I'm allowed to try, experiment, explore. I think we kind of get into this thing in our worlds where, you know, you have to kind of, you think you have to stay one way, and that's the way you're supposed to be because people know you that way and that's it. And it's just not real. So it kind of was like that. And so it helped me to really discover who I wanted to be and how I felt and my relationship with myself. And that helped me to become more confident and helped me to be just a little bit more like choose my own path, you know, as opposed to like, oh, will this person like it, or will that person judge it, or will they? And I was doing a lot of that at that time in my life. And so it allowed me to start exercising my own intuition, my own personal choices, and feel good with them. And so so I'm loving it. I'm loving it. It's all part of the growth. It's all part of the evolution. And so now I've gotten to the place where I realize I can express myself however I want to. And if that means that I want to have a beautiful red lip and I want to have tons of lashes in my eyes and my cheeks and everything popping, I can do that. And if I also want to just kind of keep it smooth and keep it simple, I can do that too. And nobody can tell me that I can't do that. So that's it. And I love it. So that's what brings us to where we are today.
I love that.
It's the inner work. It's the inner work that's been done. I'm actually curious, Alicia, how much do you think your age played into that realization when you made it, that you didn't need all of these things to look picture perfect to some person that you don't know, or the public or whatever magazine? Do you think that it was kind of the right timing that you were able to embrace that? Or do you think maybe it was being a mom? Do you think, like, I'm curious, like, how you really felt settled and like cozy in that feeling?
Well, I do think that over time you do start to recognize like what works for you. Like if you think about when you're first as a kid or a teenager or something, you know, you care so much about what your friends say. Like if your friends don't like what you wore or said something about you, you fall apart. You run home. You're like crying in your bed, or, you know, it's just natural. You don't fully know who you are. And we are really looking for our tribes, and we do want to be accepted and welcomed into a group and a circle. That's a natural feeling. That's like a human experience. And so, you know, at first you just always want to be accepted, you know? So I do think that over time you start to feel like you recognize that your individuality is special, and you recognize that people are kind of, some people don't like some of the things you do, and some people are not going to like some of the things you do, or some people are going to agree with some of the things you say. Some people are not going to agree with the things you say. Does that mean that you can't feel it or that you can't say it? Many of us feel like it does actually mean you can't say it. Many of our parents are very oppressive, and you have a different way of expressing, or you have a different way of dressing, or you have a different way of whatever it is that you're doing. And oftentimes our parents are not supportive and not allowing us to be who we are. So we really do learn from quite an early age to please. And that's what I think I discovered, that I was a pleaser, which is wonderful. It's nice to please people, sure, but not at the sake of you not feeling happy with yourself or not doing what you truly know is good for you. You know what I mean? So I think over time you start to realize these things little by little. And even though it might be scary to kind of take that leap or to try to express yourself in a pure way for you, if you don't do it, you're going to start to feel very unhappy. And eventually you're going to have to ask yourself, why do I feel like this? And you're going to have to uncover it. So I do think over time, you do start to get a little more aware, and you can be comfortable enough and maybe brave enough to decide to put this into action. I do think becoming a parent did help me with that, because I remember it was such a square understanding that I have to make sure that I'm doing what's right for this little being. And it all of a sudden became bigger than just me. It wasn't just like, and somehow, I don't know why, but I think sometimes we don't do what's good for us. It's easier for us to do what's good for someone else than to what's good to do for us somehow. You know, oh, my son absolutely needs this. It's non-negotiable. But for myself, I'll be like, well, I guess I could bend and squeeze and switch. But I also had to realize, no, I have to value myself too. So I do think I do think you're right. It was like a combination of timing and growth and realizing certain things that I was able to start to put in effect. And also being pushed to a point where you're just like, I can't take it anymore. There's also breaking points that mm-hmm. I think make us be like, I just can't, I won't, and I can't. And so I think all of that all together gave me that information, and I was able to start to try. But I fuck it up all the time. Like every time I'm like, damn, I'm still falling into that stupid pattern. Like, why do I keep finding myself there? You know? And I have to like center myself again. I have to say, okay, you're making a conscious choice to whatever it is, you know? And so it's like, again, you're not going to be perfect. Nobody is perfect. Let's get that out of our head right now. And once we do, then I think we can be a little more graceful with ourselves, allow ourselves more grace to explore, mess up, try again, get it better, you know?
I love that. Thank you for saying that. Because you seem so perfect and like you have it all together. But I like hearing that you mess it up sometimes and still figuring it out. Oh,
so much. So much, so much, so much.
You mentioned, you know, some days you feel like wearing like a red lip and lots of lashes, and other days you pair it back. Does your tour look change? Does your makeup change from show to show? Or how do you decide what you're going to look like that night?
Well, I do my own skin and makeup for the show. And I love it. It's like one of my favorite things to do. It gives me kind of some peace of mind, I think. And it's almost, it's a little bit quieter, and I could just kind of like get into my zone and stuff like that. So usually I will create one look, because I'm good, but I'm not that good. So I kind of have to have one look that I'm basing it off of, and maybe I'll change like the color on the lid, or maybe I'll change like the lip color or something like that. But mostly it's like the foundation of it is what it is. And so that feels good, because then you can get comfortable with it and you do it. And we usually do it based off of kind of what's the vibe of the tour. Like for my Alicia Plus Keys tour, where we just did Latin America, we really wanted to go for a lip, because it just felt like it was warm. It felt hot. We wanted to give a little like sensual energy. But it's really hard to wear a lip on tour, because I'm going to sing in the mic. It's going to be on my nose, my cheek, my hair. And so we actually kind of came up with a cool way to make it immovable, and it worked. So that was cool. And then for this one, it's very colorful. It's all about summertime energy. So we really wanted to kind of get a little glittery and be able to be quite glowy and glittery. And we also want something that's going to transition well. I'm going to sweat. There's, you know, I'm going, it's going to kind of fall off eventually. And so it wants to transition well. It doesn't want to have like streaks and marks and things. So kind of keeping it simple a lot of times is a great way to hide on those big ass jumbotrons that are like, that I have like mascara falling or whatever. So, but it's great. I love this look. It's quite glowy, sparkly. It's fun. I'm doing some kind of color liners, some greens, some purples, just some vibes, but it feels pretty simple and fun.
After you mentioned sweating, which it's like, obviously that's something that's going to happen up on stage, but afterwards, are you rushing off stage and immediately washing your face? Like, what is that process? Because for me, I'd be like, oh yeah, like nothing before I do a double cleanse and like have my whole routine down. But I imagine you're probably like hopping on a bus to maybe go to a hotel or go to the next place or whatever, wherever you're going. So what are you doing? How do you take care of your skin? Because you obviously have beautiful, immaculate skin. It's why you're a walking billboard for your brand. So why, like how does it work? How do you take such good care of it?
Well, first of all, I didn't always have clear skin at all. And that's, I think one of the reasons why I did feel like so obligated to wear a lot of makeup, because it was like, I did feel embarrassed, and I had like really big, I had a lot of acne. It never went away. I was like, why am I 30 with all of these breakouts? It was like really a lot. And so I didn't always have skin that was clear. So I really empathize with people like me who have very sensitive skin and find that there is, it's hard to keep it under control, or there's scarring, or there's, you know, different things. So, but part of getting my skin under control is definitely emotional. I think a lot of it is emotional. I am a very emotional responder. And so when things are kind of, if I'm stressed or things are like people, energies are messing with me, it always shows up on my face. In fact, although it drives me nuts, I'm grateful for it, because I'm like, okay, what's the matter? Because sometimes I don't know that something's the matter with me. And it forces me to say, what's wrong? What's bothering you? What's happening? So that's cool. But washing the face and really making sure that I'm getting all that sweat off of my face after the gym, after a long day out, working a lot, obviously wearing makeup and then sweating a ton, all this stuff, is definitely rule number one, and two, and three, just like you. Maybe I'm saying hello to a few people. I'm usually sitting down for 1 second and just like catching my breath. And then I'm definitely washing my face before I head to the bus and keep on moving.
I don't know how you do it, because every single night performing these shows and then being like oh my even gosh, like midway through the show, I'd be like, give me a washcloth. Give me something. Like, just get it off. But I mean, you have to power through. You have to power through for the people. So I respect it.
Totally.
Thank you.
Okay, so you mentioned you hadn't always had like great skin. We know that you partnered back in the day with Proactive.
Oh my gosh, back in the day.
Like 2005.
You were one of the reasons why I think I bought Proactive, because I was like, yes, Alicia, she's got it going on. I am.
She's one of us, and I want to look like her now. Totally. Like, yeah, you were like such a huge ambassador for that brand.
Three step.
But
I remember.
It is like the complete opposite of everything that Keys Soul Care is and stands for. But I'm sure that, you know, working with the brand, having your experience with Proactive, like, informed some of your decisions when you were building your own skincare company. Can you share what that process is like? And if you have like any, you know, regrets or obviously positive memories about Proactive.
No, I don't have any. I thought that it was actually really cool, because a lot of people really related to what I was going through, and I really was going through that, you know. And so again, it's something that happens to all of us. We're all kind of trying to figure out how to balance our skin. We're all trying to figure out how to balance our lives. And naturally, we do need support for how to take care of our skin, because it's kind of a science a little bit, you know, and it's a process. And sometimes we're not really shown how to do it, or take care of ourselves, or eat well, or drink water, or these things that, you know, a lot of times we don't even know the fact that if we're eating so much sugar, it's going to naturally, you know, show up on your face, or like if you're, how your body processes carbohydrates or whatever that might be. And there's a lot of allergies that we don't even know we have. And there's a bunch of stuff in the air that's like trying to kill us. It's like everywhere, right? So I thought that it was really cool that I was able to express what I was going through and share that, like, this, I'm trying to find my way too. So that was awesome. And how that led me to where we are with Key Soul Care is I just realized over time that, you know, like I said, I was frustrated pulling my hair out. Why am I still breaking out to the level that I feel like a teenager? And so I realized that there was a number of reasons why. One was I definitely needed the right skin routine. I think for also a while I was overdoing it, because you can also overdo it, which I didn't realize. You're thinking you're cleaning everything up and it's getting better, but you can be agitating the skin and it's now having to create more oil, which is, you know, causing more reactions and stuff like that. So I didn't know these things. I also learned a lot about just what I was taking in, and what you put inside your body is such a what will show on the outside of your body. So I was starting to become more aware of these kind of things. I was definitely turned up the water, and I turned up the water because I was pregnant. I remember, because I told you I had trouble challenging skin since till I was 30, even beyond. And when I got pregnant at 30, I was 29, 30 when I first got pregnant. And the doctor was like, you must drink water. This is important for the baby. And we already discussed how you do things better for other people than you do for yourself. And so, of course, I started drinking water. That was the first time that I realized I was not drinking enough water for my whole life. I didn't know, you know, I mean, I know water is important, of course, but I didn't realize like it can literally change your skin, and it can literally change so much about you. I also stopped eating dairy. That was a big change for me and my skin. Dairy reacted a lot. It made me react. And I mean, man, do I love cheese. I just really do. But, you know, I just also didn't want to feel a bunch of phlegm, and, you know, and on occasion, of course, I can eat a little cheese once in a while, but I just had to really, really decide that that's just not, I just want to tone that down. So when I got rid of the dairy, not only did my skin get better, but I also dropped a lot of kind of superficial weight too, because I didn't realize how much that kind of naturally, so that was interesting. I was learning these things. And then I had a bunch of really hectic relationships that were not that great for me, and they just didn't resonate with me. It made me feel really kind of oppressed and sad, and I didn't feel good with them. And they were really important relationships in my life, so they meant a lot to me. And I realized over time that I had to take inventory on, you know, who was in my life, and were they bringing me the energy that I deserve. And could I be brave enough to go at life without them, you know? And that's a hard thing. It's hard. It takes a long time. It takes some time to realize that you are what you need and you have the answers that you need. So finally, after getting through all of that, that kind of brought me to a place where I could really release a lot. And so with Key Soul Care, that's why not only is it about those beautiful formulations that are also developed with a dermatologist, because I have that type of skin that I have to make sure that this is good for our skin. This has to be good for our skin. It has to be good for my skin. It has to be good. And so that, and it has to work, has to be efficacious. So that part, but also the part about like really figuring out how do we give ourselves the tools that are going to give us confidence, make us know that we can let go of things that don't serve us, you know. And a big part of that, that my spirituality and really discovering that spirituality is also a part of how I stay balanced, how I stay calm, how I stay relaxed, therefore so it won't freak out my skin, because I already told you I experience everything on my skin. The spirituality is a big part of my life. And when I do mantras or affirmations, I find that even when I'm stressing out, if I kind of repeat a certain thing that I'm looking to bring to myself, it really does give me a different perspective. And eventually I trick my brain to believe it. So affirmations and mantras are an important part of my own practice and what I do in my life. And so I've decided to put those on the bottle too, because I believe that words have power. And so when, not only when it surrounds that bottle, are you getting that energy in that, you know, in that thing, but it's also something that you can kind of internalize and start to question and ask yourself, you know, how are you feeling, or start to chant or say or whatever the case. And so it's like that balance between the soul, the science, the soul and the skin, the science and the skin and the soul.
Before you even decided to go all in and launch a beauty brand, I'm sure you were probably trying to reconcile, okay, this is how I feel about myself. This is where I am in my life. This is, I don't need to live up to any standards. I don't need to do these things. But then, and that's kind of what I'm projecting to the world about myself. But then I'm creating a brand that's like, well, this product will help you, and this product will, you know, cover pigmentation or whatever it is you have. And Sarah and I try to reconcile this ourselves, because we feel like we're trying to cut through all the clutter and tell people this is just a marketing term and this is not true and all these things. But then at the same time, we're like, we love this tint and concealer and you should buy it. So I guess maybe for our own personal, state of mind, like how do you deal with that? Like, how do you feel about that?
You know what? First of all, I love these questions. Oh, I really, really love what I'm creating and what we're creating. And I really do know that the things that we're putting inside of it is not only meant to help you on the outside, but it's also meant to help you on the inside. And it's really meant to be a deeper conversation about how can we start to open ourselves up to what's good for us, and actually know that for yourself, you know? So for me, it's always been, and even with Key Soul Care, everybody calls what they have a product. And I personally despise that word. It really bothers me. It feels very transactional. And so what I call what we have, I call them offerings. This offering, so when I share it with you or hold it up, I say this offering, this, you know, this it's like skin tint offering, or the, you know, the cleansing balm offering. And because for me, it's the offering, it's the invitation to come into this conversation about how are we taking care of ourselves, not only topically, but soulfully. And so to me, that's why when I talk about it, I don't feel like I'm contradicting myself, and I don't feel like, you know, what I'm sharing is somehow different from what I'm speaking about, because it's all the same. And the inspiration behind it is because I realized all these things that I'm finally learning that all these things together help to create a more confident, more, more holistically, you know, full human, you know, because that is what I think we're actually all searching for. Although, of course, we want to be our best physically, we really want to be our best inside, you know, and when you are your best inside, you do present in an incredible way, because that's how, you know, it comes from the inside out. So that's how I look at it. I've never felt like I'm somehow representing something different from what I'm sharing. Everything belongs in the same bucket. Even with the, to your point, it's like skin tint and concealer. I have a problem with the word concealer. I do have a bit of, but unfortunately, that's the name we use for a thing that you might want to. I do have shadows under my eyes. I am going to want to cover under my eyes sometimes. If I'm super tired, you could see it. Like, I'm going to want to brighten, and I'm going to want to kind of increase the glow. unfortunately, that's the way we, that's the language we use. I can't reinvent the language, and otherwise you won't understand me. Yeah, you know what I mean? So,
because it is a business.
It's a category of makeup. Like, people need to know what it is that
like,
they're
buying. This is what you're getting. But the beautiful part of it is that it does it. What I do love about it is that I do call it, and we do call it, a skincare color hybrid, because the goal is that everything you put on your skin, including things that, that have color in them, are going to be good for your skin. Because for me, to your point back to the show, sweating, I have to know that what's on my skin is not going to like react in this crazy way and I'm going to be finished. So that's a big, big goal, that the skincare, and that's why we launched with skincare, because the skincare is the foundation of everything. And then the soul care is the ultimate foundation, because if your soul is good, then everything is going to be better. So that's kind of how I see it, view it, feel about it. And I love that question. Thank you for asking me that.
Sarah, don't you feel like she's just operating on a completely other wavelength?
Like, it's, she's speaking to us from above. Like,
I was reading that. No, truly. God herself, the voice of God. I was reading the InStyle story that came out, and I believe the writer said something to the effect of that, like, it was like a spiritual journey, just like listening to you speak for 5 minutes. And I'm like, no, that's how I feel. You have this true level of calmness. So,
yeah,
I mean, it would be bonkers if you were just as hype as I am right now, talking about finding the meaning of life and like being able to center yourself. Everyone would be like, girl, you are lying. You, like, I'm clearly unwell. Alicia Keys is clearly doing something right.
Like, no, you are very well. You're so good. You're so, so good.
But to Kirby's point too, like, there are, we can't even name all of the celebrity brand founders at this point, but we've mentioned this before on previous episodes. Why we love your brand so much is because it is so you. Like, this is like you in a bottle, you know what I mean? And then having those affirmations, like, now I'm going to pretend like Alicia is saying them to me as I read them. But it's just, it's so important, because you're looking in the mirror when you're applying these products, and when you see it and you say it, it really tricks the mind into thinking it. Like, it is just so smart. I own my power. that's what It's Like Skin says.
Yes, I own my power, because it's your choice what you want to do, how you want to express. You own it. Don't let anybody tell you what to do, how to do it. Don't let me tell you what. I'm not here to tell you what to do. You're not here to tell me what to do. It's just that expression of owning your power is really the goal. That's the goal.
So Kirby and I are both wearing the product. I am 220.
The offering.
Yeah, sorry.
Offering.
Wow, after offering. That whole thing. The offering. Yeah. I'm 220W, light, medium, warm olive.
Oh, you look great.
I can't even tell. I got like 4 hours of sleep last night.
See?
I have a baby. I have a 4-month-old, so that's why.
Oh, it's real.
It's real. But I don't usually like concealers very often because it is too thick, but this is truly like what it states. Like, it's a very light to medium buildable skin tint, and I love that it has the squalane and the niacinamide in it. And even though it really does like cover and blur, it still feels really light. So I'm not sure how you figured that out, but congratulations. That was
thank you. No, I'm loving it too, because I'm using this on tour. I'm using this in my daily. I'm loving how it feels very, very glowy. It feels very, you know, I love that you can do it as you want to. I agree. I totally agree. And I think that it is kind of a feat that we figured it out, because there is a piece of it that you can go more. You can take it down. It's totally up to your vibe. And that's why you get to choose your power.
The concealers, the fact that it's a concealer and skin tint. So Sarah doesn't like concealers. I love concealers. I would use a concealer all over my face instead of a foundation, right? But when I see skin tint, I'm initially like, ooh, is this going to be extremely oily, oil-based? Is it going to be fluidy? Because that for me is an instant breakout. So I wasn't sure what to expect when I was reading about the product. And then when we got it, I was like, oh, okay, I'm automatically going to love this, because I love the doe foot. I love that you can sheer it out and then apply it. I was using a few different shades. I use 230N for like my base, and then for under my eye and for the areas I'm trying to brighten, I used 160C, which is more of like a peachy, almost like pink undertone. So you can establish like, okay, one is for more brightening and one is for more just base level.
Like one is
it.
Like concealer, one is more the skin, like for the skin tint, covering it all over your face.
You look great too, Kirby. Thanks, love you. That you put it all together like that. I need to get a little more like intricate like you.
I'm mixing and matching over here.
So it comes in 40 different shades. How was that difficult for you to, I'm sure, you know, you had to play a lot with trying to figure out how to make the perfect 40 shade range. Like, I'm sure it also made you nervous because now when you do launch, you know, a coverage product, you have to have a really, really big range and it has to cover the whole span. So talk to us about that, why you wanted to do that and if there were any challenges.
It is really, really important that it's a wide range. I'm so excited that there's 40 shades. That's such a accomplishment and such a beautiful thing to be able to share. I'm so grateful that we can do that. And you're right, though. It does have to look great. I love the color matching process. We've been really, really, really focused on creating the proper color matching. And there is almost like oftentimes it'll be kind of, to your point, Kirby, three different shades that will really find you in that beautiful place. Even for me, like in the winter, I'm basically one shade. And then in the summer, I'm like a totally other shade. And then I'm somewhere in the middle in between all of them. So there is this kind of range of shades too, that we were very specific about making sure that there is, not only it depends on how you might apply it, you know, a little bit more how you describe, Kirby, or for me, there's like a range of skin shades that I might, you know, be experimenting with. And then just for the gamut of human beings, you know, across the board, just really wanting everybody to know that they belong here and that Keys Soul Care is for everybody. You know, everybody deserves to be able to have that skin that feels really good and just reflect your beauty that already exists. So enhancing that beauty that already exists. So it was definitely not easy. The formulators are incredible. They've been really sensitive and they live and breathe Keys Soul Care.
All right, Alicia, let's say you're looking back at the story of your life, the journey of your life. What are your top four favorite beauty products of all time? I imagine one will include Keys Soul Care. But if there are three other products that are tried and true for you, what are they? I feel like this is almost like a little, it's like indicative of your personality in a way. I love asking people this because it kind of shares like who you are.
Okay, let's see. I definitely love, all right, so on the Keys Soul Care side, obviously everything I vouch for, but we're talking about it's like skin, and which is our 2-in-1 tint and concealer. What I love to use is the cleansing balm to remove, we talked about how do I wash my face after the end of the night. I just love it. It has charcoal in it. There's a beautiful feeling. It's soft. You do it just by itself. Take everything off of your face, the day, makeup, whatever you might have. And it leaves your skin feeling so good. It's already nourished. It's already feels like you don't have to put an extra moisturizer on it if you don't want to. You know, you can cleanse on top of it. You don't have to. You're still clean. So that's one of my favorites. I'm going to go for that. Another one of my favorites on the beauty side, I really do love a brown eyeliner. I'm a big brown eyeliner kind of girl. I like to put it underneath and I like to do like a tiny, like little on the top of the lash. And I love when it's brown because it kind of just like does a thing. It accentuates the eye, but in a way that feels really, really cool. And I really like the Shiseido eyeliner. It's a very thin, thin one. And I love that thin one because, like I said, I do a pretty good job at makeup, but the thinner, the better for me.
Yeah.
So I can like not mess it up. So
right.
I love that. I love that a lot. I definitely love the Dior lip the shiny Dior gloss. It just has that shine to it, and it's one of those things that you can put it on. It's like a summer vibe. It feels good. You know, it moisturizes too, but it's like, it's a good vibe. I like it a lot. For my hair, I'm in love with something called Curl Queen. I love this woman. She's super awesome. She's all, you know, my hair is curly, and so there's a bunch of beautiful things that makes it feel soft and easy to comb through. And a lot of times after it's been all in the different styles, I just want to make sure it's feeling good, looking good, and naturally great. So Curl Queen is definitely a favorite. Is that four? One?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did it.
You did it.
That was a beautiful lineup. What I have to ask out of curiosity, will we see Keys Soulcare hair care in the future down the line?
I just feel like soul care is everything. I think this is what's so amazing about soul care. It's really, the conversation is bigger than just one thing. It's not only skincare. It's not only color care. You know, it's not, it is expansive beyond belief. And I think the conversation, the access to the conversation is the most important. And so if that happens to be through hair care or even air care or even, you know, through different things you might use in your home or, you know, just that idea of taking care of what's inside of you and utilizing things that help you get more in touch with how you are, who you are, how you feel, and how you can really continue to trust your own instinct and your own greatness is the goal. So I'm going to say yes, 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 and yes.
Amazing. I love that.
Listen, you guys are the best. I'm so happy I could talk with y'all before I go on the show tonight. Thank you so much for your support and for, you know, just like continuing to shine and do your thing, carving out your path in the world and bringing us with you. Just loving it, loving it, loving it.
Oh, thank you. I can't believe you're going to go perform after this. I'm just going to re-listen to your audio track.
Come on, let's do it. Please, you got to make it to a Keys to the Summer show. This show is out of control. I can't even believe I'm doing this show. Like, I saw the whole stage and all the lights the first day, and I was like, I obviously never did a show before because this is like, what have I been doing? Because this is
it. Oh my gosh.
So okay, I'm so excited for y'all to come. Are you coming in LA? LA is August 2nd.
We'll be here. No. Hey, yep. Sarah, now we have a girls' night out. We're ready with Alicia.
Let's go.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're
thank
the best.
You for taking the
thank
time.
You, Alicia.
So good to see you. So, so good to see you. Sending you so much love. And I'll see you soon.
All right. That's it. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We will be back on Tuesday with the week's most buzzy beauty news.
Make sure you subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts and follow us on Spotify so you don't miss any breaking beauty news or product reviews. And if you want to support us, be sure to follow us at Gloss Angeles Pod on all platforms and join our Facebook group.
Plus, find every product we recommend on our website, glossangelespod.com, as well as links to the stories and news we report each week. You can follow us, your hosts. I'm Sarah Tan, that's S-A-R-A-T-A-N, on all social platforms.
And I'm Kirby Johnson, K-I-R-B-I-E, on all social platforms.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.